With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting what's left of Hurricane Francine continues to lash parts of the Deep South.
Residents of Louisiana and Mississippi in the path of Francine are dealing with the force of the storm's winds and flooding. Francine left hundreds of thousands of utility customers without power. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry says no deaths were reported. Crews, businesses, and residents are cleaning up the mess. Chauvin, Louisiana resident Ralph Hopkins lost a dock and had other damage, but plans to rebuild.
It's where I came to retire, so that's why I don't give up. You know, you gotta do what you have to do, you know.
The storm's remnants threaten flash flooding in cities as far away as Jackson, Mississippi, Birmingham, Alabama, Memphis, and Atlanta. I'm Norman Hall.
There's new information from investigators looking into what caused the Dolly cargo ship to crash into Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more on that story.
New documents released by the National Transportation Safety Board say investigators discovered a loose cable that could have caused electrical issues on the Dolly, a massive cargo ship that lost power and crashed into Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. When disconnected, the problematic cable triggered an electrical blackout on the ship, similar to what happened as it approached the bridge on March 26. The ship was leaving Baltimore bound for Sri Lanka when its steering failed because of the power loss. Safety investigators released a preliminary report earlier this year that documented a series of power issues on the ship before and after its departure from Baltimore. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 235 points, the NASDAQ rose 174, the S&P 500 index up by 41, oil up to $69.19 a barrel. SRN News. A religious freedom battle in Michigan.
Bethany Christian Services used to work for the state government, helping resettled refugees. But Michigan officials have killed all contracts with BCS because the ministry requires that employees abide by its statement of faith. So BCS is going to court, releasing a statement saying, quote, federal law is clear, and the courts have repeatedly affirmed that nonprofit organizations like ours can hire staff and select leaders who share the organization's faith mission. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has upheld a lower court ruling that blocks Arizona from enforcing a 2022 law that bans boys from playing on girls' school sports teams. A three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals agreed with the lower court that before puberty, there are no significant differences between boys and girls in athletic performance. The case will now be sent back to the lower court where it will be litigated. This is SRN News. The Postal Service's new delivery vehicles may not win a beauty contest, but they're winning over a lot of people who are driving them.
They're tall and ungainly with outsized windshields, thick bumpers, and duckbill hoods. But they're getting rave reviews from letter carriers accustomed to finicky, older vehicles. The first handful of the so-called next-generation delivery vehicles rolled out in August in Athens, Georgia. Within a few years, the fleet will have grown to 60,000, most of them electric models. Rich Thomason reporting.
Top Biden administration officials have discussed the future of artificial intelligence with a group of executives from OpenAI, NVIDIA, Microsoft, and other companies. There was a focus on building data centers in the United States and the infrastructure needed to develop the technology. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.